Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all blissed? Hour number two of the USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shuley. Dr. Shuley, we're talking about medical devices that we should have as we go down this road of supply chain disruptions and not being able to get to a doctor's office and telemedicine or Skype via medicine via Skype or medicine via the phone or medicine via the internet. And if the doctor were to ask us, you know, for vital statistics, what would we be able to do if we didn't have, you know, that thermometer, that pulse oximeter, maybe a blood pressure cuff? And I'm thinking, how would a doctor be able to diagnose what the heck the problem is to write a prescription if you don't have at least some information about your health, the statistics? Is it possible that you can...
It's been known since the 1950s or 60s that if you can really look at the symptoms, if you adequately look at the symptoms, a physician can make a diagnosis with 80% accuracy. Now, you have to be a pretty good physician to do that. But way back then, there was something called the Cornell Medical Index. And depending upon the you know, it's a four-page item. But according to that, you can make a diagnosis with 80% success. And I actually revise it into what I now call the symptom index.
And is that your inventory that when someone becomes your patient, you send that to them and say, fill this out before your visit so we can...
Yes, because it's so important. It saves me, you know, 20 minutes at least of questioning.
But Dr. Shuley, you have so much experience compared to these younger physicians in their 30s and 40s and maybe even in their 50s. You have the ability to look at someone walking toward, you know, the exam room and be able to at least discern some of the maladies from that, right?
Oh, just yeah. But that's experience, okay. Of course, and intuition. They go together.
But how does the physician do that via the internet, where the person is sitting down, you know, immobile?
Well, you can ask the questions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
yeah.
If you've got, again, just the answers to those questions gives you an 80% chance of making a diagnosis.
How long would it take to answer those have those questions answered, Dr. Shuley, to get to the 80%?
Well, you can simplify it by, instead of asking the individual, you know, five different symptoms for depression, you know, five different symptoms for each organ in the body, you can ask just one or two questions per organ system, and it wouldn't take you more than 5 minutes.
Okay, because it has to be squeezed into 7 minutes.
Exactly. I didn't realize that. I was thinking at least 10.
We'll have to talk fast, right? Well, and so I am extremely concerned for America because I remember modern medicine of the 50s and the 60s, where you actually got a chance to see your physician. They would feel your neck, they would feel your glands, they would say stick out your tongue, they would look in your eyes, they'd look in your ears and your nose, they'd take your temperature, your blood pressure. Didn't have pulse oximeters back then, but they had a handle with some real numbers. And I'm thinking that it's going to be really tough for a young physician to do the kinds of things that experienced physicians have for many reasons. Number one, they don't have the experience. Number two, they don't have the person in an in-person visit, doctor's appointment, and we're relying on the internet to be working. All that has to work in order to have a doctor's visit today. So I'm kind of concerned about America and the medical availability of talented medical diagnostics and prescriptions.
Well, the interesting thing is, in acute situation, you're right. In chronic situations, in my opinion, you're better off not to see a physician.
Okay. Okay, so, all right. And I'm thinking about the blood pressure cuff right now, and I'm thinking that wouldn't it be nice to know if you need to go to the emergency room?
Well,
wouldn't it be nice to have a rule of thumb to say, well, let's take the blood pressure. Well, it looks like it's 190 over 110. Maybe we should go.
That's urgent. Yes. Again, I like the wrist blood pressure cuff. WRIS, capital TECH, is the one I have. It's very good, and it's adequate for most houses.
Okay, so if a person uses the wrist type blood pressure cuff, what is the protocol for taking blood pressure? Do you sit down for a couple minutes? Do you make sure you urinate first? Do you have your arms crossed over your chest? Do you lie down? What is the protocol?
Well, no, you can be sitting, and the wrist has to be at the level of your heart. So, yeah, you have to hold your, if you're sitting and not straining to hold your wrist, hand up over your heart, that's adequate. And in general, for most people, if they will just relax for 2 minutes, very slow, deep breathing, it'll lower their blood pressure from any, chronic stress.
Okay. And what about urination? If someone has to urinate...
If your bladder's full, you better not check your blood pressure. If it says go now, empty first.
And how can that alter the blood pressure, Dr. Shuley, by someone who's, almost like, being in fourth grade and kind of tapping your feet, sitting in your chair saying, I don't know if I'm going to make it. That kind of urgency, how would that kind of urgency affect a blood pressure reading?
Well, it is definitely a physical, somewhat discomfort symptom, and that's going to raise your blood pressure. Any stress, anxiety of any kind can raise your blood pressure. And pulse.
Okay, so are we talking 10, 15, 20 points?
Or more, depending upon the person.
Okay. All right. That's great to know. So do you recommend a stethoscope, or is that
No, I don't think the average person can actually benefit from a stethoscope. The pulse limiter is much more important.
Okay. If a person had a stethoscope, what kind of training would you need to know what to listen for? Is there some kind of, can you read about it? Is there video information?
Well, the best you
How
can
do, you learn?
Do is you could learn to count the pulse.
Uh-huh.
But to understand about murmurs and missed beats and that kind of thing, you really would need experience.
Okay. Could a person who had some experience listen to one's own heart? Can you?
Sure. I've done it many times.
Okay, so you can, because you know how to do it, you can listen to your own and determine. I was just wondering if a person's body would prevent them from actually observing their own symptoms or their own, heart rate, pulse, etc. What is it, Dr. Shuley, that a doctor does during a physical examination, feeling your neck? What are they looking for?
Well, you can do many things. You can feel the pulse. in the carotid arteries. You can feel the thyroid gland, and you can feel for lymph node enlargement.
Okay. When one feels for thyroid, what are the doctors looking for? What would be the if you were to feel your own throat, what would you be feeling for?
Well, the same thing. I mean, I feel quite confident to feel my own neck.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've done it on thousands of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
what would an enlarged thyroid feel like? And what would is there an unenlarged thyroid? Is there normal?
Oh, yeah.
A small, medium, large?
What
is it like?
More or less, experience tells you what is normal. And now, actually, very few thyroids are really normal anymore. But you can't necessarily tell how small it is.
Okay. We've got Sharon in Montana. Sharon, welcome.
Yeah, good morning. I had just kind of a random question I've always wondered, and you were talking about blood pressure, so I thought I'd ask Dr. Shealy. Okay, why do they always have you sit down and get calm before you take your blood pressure when probably when you're running around it could be sky high? What would be the advantage of not just knowing what it is all day long if you're running around as opposed to sitting still? And
as a matter of fact, I would say conservatively, 60 or 70% of people, when they walk into my office, if I take the blood pressure immediately, it'll be somewhat too high. And then if I wait just 2 minutes having them slow, deep breathe, at least 80% of the time it'll come down to normal. So just the idea of the threat, the so-called white, and I don't wear a white coat, but the threat of being in the doctor's office is enough to raise the blood pressure for a lot of people.
Yeah, I understand that in doctor office, but it seems to me that if you want to, just tell me if I'm wrong. It seems to me that if you want to keep your blood pressure lower, if it's running high all day long when you're running around, wouldn't that be dangerous? As opposed, most of us, well, maybe some people do. I never sit around, do nothing. So, my blood pressure will go down when I sit down too. But is that really very accurate, or is that just like a baseline, or how does that work?
Well, unless it's going above 150 over 90.
Uh-huh.
150 over 90 is the borderline for hypertension. And for most people, it's not going to go above that under ordinary walking around. Running, yes. Being agitated or nervous, yes. But otherwise, it's just the fact of walking into a room, it shouldn't go above 150 over 90.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. It seemed like, if you're trying to keep your blood pressure down, you would probably want to keep it the vast majority of time all day long, And if you live in, say, a high-tense situation, your blood pressure would probably be running high all the time. Couldn't that potentially cause damage to your body over time?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the reason you want to have it checked, to find out whether it's there all the time or just occasionally.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious because it seemed kind of like, I can get my blood pressure drop way low if I sit down for 3 or 4 minutes and do nothing.
Well, you are a woman, and many women, women much more commonly than men, will have a low blood pressure. Low blood pressure being like 105 over 60.
Yeah. I used to when I was younger. I don't now, but I did. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you, Sharon. Thank you.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy, for an appointment to talk with you, a video conference, a telemedicine conference, or an in-person doctor's appointment, how would you like our class to contact you?
Phone 417-351-5221.
Okay, class, that's in the Central Time Zone in Missouri, Springfield, Missouri area. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, I got some bad news over the commercial break. I went into the kitchen and I said to our son, Dr. Shealy wants me to eat some fish. I guess we'll have to go out to the pond and catch some catfish. And our son said, it's already in the freezer. I was hoping for a couple days. I was hoping for a couple days extension. So it looks like it's going to be fish today. So how do we fix this?
Well, okay. I mean, I so like it all right, broiled so, or fried with a little bit of, you know, cooked very low heat in a frying pan with a little olive oil. And you can put onion over it. Or you can squeeze lemon juice over it.
Okay. How about with avocado oil?
Oh, that would be excellent. Yeah, avocado oil is probably even better than olive oil.
Well, the only reason I ask is you had mentioned that how good avocados are for us and that we do need to have, you know, quality oils. So I really like avocado oil. We have extra virgin olive oil as well. But Sam's Club sells avocado oil and organic, whatever that means, organic avocado oil and extra virgin olive oil. So we have both of those here at the farm. At your recommendation, you know, for years we've been talking about this, Dr. Shuley. Okay. So for people, I see people use a salt shaker like it's a law that they have to use it. What are your thoughts about salt and blood pressure? Is there a correlation?
Well, the evidence is overwhelming.
Because
when you eat more than a half teaspoon a day of added salt, it does increase your risk of hypertension.
Okay. Hypertension meaning higher than normal blood pressure.
By the way, just for interest, while
what are your thoughts?
In the last break, I took my wrist.
Yes, please continue.
Blood pressure, and it was 103 over 62, which is pretty low.
103 over 62. Isn't that athletic, Dr. Shuley?
Well, it means that I'm not the least bit hypertensive. That I'm relaxed. I'm not being stressed by being on the phone.
Okay. I just took mine during the break, and it was 123 over 73.
That's still normal.
Okay. But my heart rate was 83. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's a little bit high. Mine runs about 60, anywhere from 58 to 62 at rest.
Okay.
But
mine runs
bad.
Mine runs between 63 and 83. Okay. All right. So what does a high heart rate or a high pulse rate mean, Dr. Shuley, when someone is, what is high and what does it mean?
Well, anything consistently above 75 at rest is a little bit fast. It means that, you know, your heart is racing slightly. Now, I'm not worried about it till it gets up to 90 or above at rest usually. But it can get up to over 200 at rest in extreme circumstances. And, of course,
What would cause that? What would cause someone's heart to accelerate? And what is the point where I said, this is really serious and we have to do something right now? Would you share that with us when we come back from the bottom of the hour break? So the question is, you know, when do we start worrying? And you can tell very quickly with this pulse oximeter class. You can go to ebay.com. Not that I'm recommending eBay, but that's where they have them for $16. We'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. Senior presidential advisor Kevin Hassett is reportedly leaving the White House before the summer is over. Hassett previously served on the White House Economic Council and returned this spring to assist with President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Existing home sales still plunging amid the pandemic. The National Association of Realtors just reporting a drop of 9.7% in May. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Atlanta's interim police chief speaking out about tensions in the city between his department and the community as a higher than number amount of officers have been calling out sick since former police officer Garrett Rolfe was charged with murder for the death of Rayshard Brooks. Rolfe shot Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot a little over a week ago. The interim chief says the department will not tolerate lawlessness, although the department is sensitive to the protests. The New York Museum of Natural History is now requesting that its statue of Theodore Roosevelt be removed. The bronze statue of Roosevelt on horseback with a Native American man and an African man standing beside the horse is located on the front steps at the Central Park West entrance, and it has sparked controversy over the years. Mayor de Blasio saying that removing it is the right decision at the right time. No word, though, on when the statue is going to come down or where it will go from there. And one of grunge rock's most iconic instruments is now the most expensive guitar of all time. Kurt Cobain's 1959 Martin D18E acoustic electric that he played during Nirvana's MTV Unplugged episode sold for a record-setting $6 million over the weekend. It had previously been appraised at about $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually, I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Robert will be with you in just a moment. I'd like to finish up with Dr. Shuley about when should we be concerned about a high heart rate? And, you know, what is the number we say, okay, we got to do something, and what should we do?
Well, I consider anything above 90 worth, if it's always that, no matter how rested you are, I would see a physician. Because that, to me, is a lot of stress. Now, officially, while doing the break, I looked it up, and according to the Mayo Clinic, up to 100 is okay. But I think that is really being high.
Okay. So, Dr. Shuley, if you're talking to a person, and they say, well, I've got one of these pulse oximeters, or I've got a blood pressure cuff and it tells me that my heart rate is 90. Do you have a recommendation for them to try?
Yes. Do very slow, deep breathing. For 2 minutes minimum, and recheck it.
Okay. What about fluids? What about hydration? What about, water?
Many things. Yeah, dehydration, a lack of potassium, lack of sodium, all kinds of things can, cause it to go up. But in a healthy person, really, it shouldn't be above 72 at rest.
Is there a potassium supplement that you recommend, and what would be the driving force for saying, let's do some potassium supplements?
Okay, potassium gluconate, G-L-U-C-O-N-A-T-E, a rounded teaspoon a day, and I would determine that by getting a salivary pH. If the pH of your saliva is below 7, I would try to raise it up to 7.2 to 7.4. with potassium gluconate.
Okay, and do you take that with water or juice?
Yes.
Or empty stomach, full stomach?
Well, water, probably without food, or, it'd be okay with a little bit of food.
Okay. How does one take one's saliva pH? What is the process? What is the procedure? Is there timing involved? Like when you first get up, after you brush your teeth and, wait an hour? I mean, what is the protocol?
Well, it should be when you haven't added anything to your mouth within the last 15 minutes, whether it's water or food or drinks or whatever. Other than that, all the time, once you've been 15 minutes or more without food or drink, it should be running at 7.0 to 7.4. And it's just a pH paper. You can buy it at a pharmacy or at a health food store.
Okay. And I know you can get it on the internet, class. You can get pH test strips. But you've got to get one with the sensitivity enough for the range. So, Dr. Shealy, how far of a range would you recommend? I mean, you could get a really wide range, but it's a
well, you only
it's a
need
course
5
of...
to 8. I mean, that, okay. If it's below 5 or above 8, you're in trouble. Big trouble.
Okay, class, so you can get pH test strips. You can get it on the internet. And now, you're not recommending that we put this thing in your mouth. You're recommending kind of spitting on it, right?
Well, actually, they say I always just put it in the mouth, I have to say. Even here in the
okay.
office, I just have them dip it in the
okay. I'm just thinking a lot of this may come from the communist Chinese, and I don't know what kind of rat poop they use to make that.
Well, of course, I don't trust anything from China, including the date, time of day.
Yeah. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I noticed there was a question last week about raising testosterone levels naturally, and I wanted to comment on that. Dr. Shealy covered the nutritional aspect, which is paramount. If you don't have the building blocks of something, then it's not going to be there. But I want to go in the exact opposite direction, essentially, from that. And I wanted to ask you, Vince, and Dr. Shealy, too, but the direction I'm going is, Vincent, have you ever seen a hog, like a pig, get out of the paddock, and it gets into the wild, and it actually survives? Have you ever noticed how it changes into a boar, into a wild, it grows hair, grows tusks, that sort of change that happens? Have you seen that, or do you know about that?
Well, tell us what your thoughts are, Robert.
Well, when a hog gets out, right, it goes through a kind of a metamorphosis, essentially, and most of what it has to do with is a fasting aspect. So the fasting of the body. And so if you haven't tried fasting as a means of raising your testosterone level, you're missing out big time. Because it's probably beyond the nutritional aspect, it causes a change in your luteinizing hormone. So you start to release an LH hormone in your body, which then, you know, increases that by 67% is what studies show. But then that 67% increase increases your testosterone level by 180%. So you're going to increase it by that much if you were to simply incorporate fasting into your lifestyle and learn how to do that. You need to do your own research, but it's a very simple thing you can learn how to do, and your testosterone levels go way up when you do it. So you will see better muscle mass, definition, more energy. Your mood will be better. You'll sleep better. Everything that testosterone does, and it's simply from fasting. And so I hope that that caller, that listener, that that he will look into that aspect of what you can do. And I have a few more things, Vincent, that raised testosterone.
Hold it right there. Let's get Dr. Sheely's opinion on fasting before we move on. Dr.
Well,
Sheely,
I happen to be one of those people who has never enjoyed fasting for a day or longer. It makes me extreme. I'll never forget in medical school, they made us fast for 4 days once to check things. And I wrote on my paper, my testicles shrank. Why? I was fasting. I don't like fasting. So I haven't studied it. I don't like it. But, it's like many things about personality. If you like to fast, enjoy it. But if you find it obnoxious and irritating, can you do it?
The reason I've asked this question, Dr. Sheely, is because when I am hungry, I am not at 100%. I mean, that's absolutely certain with me. And I'm wondering, is that really the case with most people? That if you're really hungry, let's say you miss three meals, and you're, you know, like us, we're farmers and we're trying to get the work done, and we just skip all the meals for the day because of time constraints. I am not 100%, and I'm shot at the end of the day. As
and
a matter of fact,
way,
I'm probably trembling from
the internet. And I cannot find, under fasting for testosterone levels, I can't find an article.
What I'm saying.
I just found one. Finally, found one article. Fasting increases testosterone. But you got to be willing to fast.
Okay. And what I'm saying, Dr. Sheely, for me, and I'm just speaking about for me, class, if I haven't eaten all day and I've been working, you know, as a farmer nonstop, and let's say I am hydrated, but I've been working without eating, I'll be literally shaking from that fast. Would that be a sign of a malady, Dr. Sheely, or would that be somewhat normal?
I think that's not uncommon.
Okay. Robert, back to you.
Okay, Vincent, number two to fasting, I'm going to say, is resistance training. And what I mean by that is basically weightlifting or some sort of resistance program. It could be body weight as well. And when you engage, especially the larger muscle groups in your legs and your back, you cause certain electrical pathways and information sent to the body, to the brain, to all of your systems, okay, in your body. And it when you engage those muscle groups especially, and it's important to work the whole body, okay, for other reasons, but you increase testosterone, some people say as much as 50 to 100%. So if you were to add that to your fasting, you're now pushing your numbers up into the 200% range of testosterone levels. And number three, Vince, and this is basically it. Well, there's other things, but sunshine, and that might sound, I don't know how that sounds, but for whatever reason, it's more of a personal experience. There's not a lot of information on it. Obviously, the vitamin D aspect, but I think there's other things involved where instead of just taking vitamin D, actual sunshine, real sun on as much of the body as you can. And that itself will I think increases all sorts of beneficial hormonal aspects in the system. And then beyond that, Vince, just getting into nature, grounding, stress relief. Dr. Sheely covered some of that. If you sleep, if you rest well, you know, get into nature, get your bare feet on the ground. You know, Dr. Sheely talks about the mental aspect of things a lot and how it affects the body. Absolutely. If you can, even if you don't sleep that well, if you can get good rest, like a peaceful, you know, evening time, just that alone can help drop your cortisol levels and just allow the body to repair and to have, let's say, the energy and the building blocks to go in a different direction of not having to deal with that stress, so then it has the time to move more towards a hypertrophy and a healing of the body. And so you're going to get a benefit from the whole healing aspect, and testosterone, human growth hormone is affected incredibly by all this. And so you really are, it does make you youthful, and it makes you calmer. A lot of people think testosterone makes you aggressive. My experience is that it's the exact opposite. You're less stressed.
Interestingly,
you handle
by the way, I have found three articles in which it shows the lower levels of testosterone with fasting. So it's not universal. Nothing is universal.
Yes, Dr. Sheely, if you were to become malnutritioned, let's say if you were to fast, you said 4 days. If you're in a malnutritive state in your body, then you're going past that point of where you're getting that beneficial hormone. Where like an intermittent fasting, where you eat once a day, let's say, if you take in enough nutrients, you could still experience some benefit, and then
it's maybe 50-50, but it's not 100%. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Okay. Fair enough, Dr. Sheely. That's fine.
I have a comment for you, Robert. You're talking about resistive training. And I would tell you that of all the people I've talked to, you seem to have the most resistive training. in every way. Every way. If I had to pick one word to describe you, I would say, as a Native American, I would say contrary. Would you agree with that, Robert?
I would, yes.
Robert, thanks so much for calling in.
All right, Vincent, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to go to the website, if you'd like to get the supplements that I buy the Youth Formula and Dr. Shealy's Essentials, and I take them every day. Actually, take multiple capsules every day, and you can go to the website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Let's see, just quick announcement. Tomorrow, Rich Sheehan, and he asked me to talk about cars, so I'll be talking about cars with Rich Sheehan. Wednesday is Gwyneth Isaacs. Thursday is Captain John Reagan. He's going to be talking about teeth, and he's going to be talking about Social Security. Friday, it will be me with tips from my unfinished, unpublished, unavailable book, and Kathy will be joining me with her tips. Dr. Shealy, butter versus, is butter good for you? Is butter bad for you? I mean, it keeps changing.
I think, you know, one or two servings, a teaspoon, if you will, of butter twice a day is okay for most people.
Okay. And that's about what I have. I probably have a tablespoon. I wanted to ask you about scrambled eggs. What I do is we have chickens here at the farm, and I try to eat eggs every day, but I don't like them. I don't like, over easy. For me, I like them scrambled, and I scramble them with some milk. So what I do is I take out the, connective parts, the little white gooey things. I take those out, and I take out the fertilization red dot. I take that out, and then I mix some milk with it, whole milk. And I scramble it up, and then I put it in a frying pan with some butter, either just butter or half butter and half avocado oil. And I cook it on a very low heat, just enough to make, a flat, scrambled egg, and then I eat that. What are your thoughts about the way I make it? Is that okay, or is there a better way to do it?
I like it that way. I like them any way. Sunny side up. Scrambled, hard-boiled, soft-boiled, deviled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I kind of feel the same way about fish as I feel about eggs. I really that's why I kind of have to eat them scrambled. I just wanted to let our class know that the Chi-Coms, Chinese communists, have suspended poultry imports from Tyson Foods at their plant in Arkansas. They've just recently suspended accepting imports. So that means China is no longer buying, at this moment, imported chicken products from Tyson in Springdale, Arkansas, because Tyson tested its 95% of its employees, and a couple hundred, oh, I'm sorry, 481 of them. 481 Tyson employees out of the 3,748. So roughly 3,800 employees, roughly 500 tested positively for COVID-19. So they're working, you know, processing that raw chicken, packaging it for you, and sending it out the door. The Chinese said thank you, but no thank you, we're not buying any. I just wanted to share that with our class. And of course, Tyson says, hey, we're working really hard. I'm paraphrasing. We're working really hard to keep you all safe, and I'm not buying a bit of it. Dr. Sheila, your thoughts about is it possible that we can get sick eating raw chicken, buying raw chicken that's in the refrigerated department of a package in a supermarket, then bring it home, opening the package, and then can we get sick by just handling it?
It's not likely, but anything's possible. It depends on how contaminated it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, there's that story about that senior citizen who's, you know, trying to make ends meet. She's working as a waitress at, you know, one of the local restaurants, and so she's working really hard, and this black woman says, this is all alleged, I wasn't there, so I can't prove it either way, but this black woman said, aren't you going to wish me, at the end of the meal, aren't you going to wish me happy Juneteenth? And the waitress said, no, I'm not going to do that because I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with owning slaves. Nobody in my family's owned slaves. No, I'm not going to have a wish you happy Juneteenth. So this black customer spit on the waitress. The waitress is in the hospital with the coronavirus.
Well,
let's consider that a rumor at this point.
The black woman was slightly beyond stupid.
Yeah, and what we're seeing now is, you know, the beginnings of more race wars. And there are a whole bunch of companies that are changing the product names. For example, Uncle Ben's, that's considered, you know, he was a great guy with rice. Well, let's take him off the package. Aunt Jemima, she was a hero in her hometown because she's on she was a spokesperson. And so they're changing that. So it's unbelievable what's happening in this country, Dr. Shuley. But I do want to say, you are absolutely positively right about vitamin D and improving your chances of surviving the coronavirus way, way better if you have vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, D3. Dr. Shuley, you're right, as always.
Have a good
one. Thank you for being
with
us, Dr. Shuley. You too. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.